As you welcome yourself into this meditation practice, sensing into your body, the blankets and the cushions all around you, this room, sounds in the air, the sense of smell, as you widen your senses, sense into your breath. The breath as it moves into and out of your body. Begin to reflect upon an intention for your meditation practice today. What do you need in this moment? What can you offer yourself? If it's just a moment of peace, the ability to touch into a higher understanding of self, whatever it might be. Notice this intention as we move into our meditation, seeing how it might help guide you and direct you. And next we touch upon welcoming something we call sankalpa. San relates to knowingness of self. And kalpa relates to your understanding and commitment to bringing truth to your path in life. We try to understand this aspect of self, this heartfelt desire. And one way we try is by thinking about it as a dream that your heart has for you in this lifetime. It could be a soft truth you hear spoken gently from your heart. As we move through meditation, sometimes different elements of this heartfelt desire can become more clear. So we use this practice of meditation to mold and shape this understanding of heartfelt desire. And next, we want to take a couple of minutes to formulate an understanding of inner resource. Inner resource is your sense of safety, your sense of ease. It can be imaginary or it can be real. It may be a special place that you visited in nature. It could be a wisdom type character or animal. It could be another person from your lifetime. It could be a particular word. Allow yourself the chance to consider inner resource, my sense of safety, my sense of ease. And see if there's a visual that may come to you in your mind. And as best you can, try to name this visual, this inner resource of what may feel like your sense of safety. It's just that, my safety, my ease. And invite it to be with you and all around you as we move throughout our meditation practice. Now allow my words to be your words as we rotate attention throughout the body. Begin by bringing your attention and awareness into the mouth, noticing the roof of the mouth, the tongue, the inner cheeks, left side and right side. The entire mouth as one radiant sensation. Inviting awareness to move to the ears, the left ear, the right ear, both ears simultaneously. Noticing the nose, the left nostril, the right nostril. And then awareness expanding on up into the eyes, the left eye and the right eye. Both eyes simultaneously. Welcoming sensation in the forehead, the scalp, the back of the head, the neck, down into the back side of the torso. So you notice the upper part of the back. The middle of the back. The lower back. Bringing awareness to the front of the torso, the upper chest, the middle of the chest, and the lower belly and abdomen area. The entire torso, front and back, is one sensation. Inviting awareness into the shoulders, the left shoulder point, the right shoulder point, the left upper arm, the right upper arm. The left elbow. the right elbow. The left lower arm. The right lower arm. Noticing the hands, left hand, right hand. And noticing fingers on both hands simultaneously. Thumb, pointer, middle, ring finger, little finger. The entire left arm, hand and fingers, and right arm, hand and fingers. Awarenessing into both at the same time. And sensation flowing into the hips, the left hip, the right hip, both sides simultaneously, the back of the left buttock, the back of the right buttock. The left upper thigh, the right upper thigh, left knee, right knee. Left lower leg. Right lower leg. Left foot and toes on the left foot. Right foot and toes on the right foot. Both legs simultaneously is one sensation. Becoming aware now of the breath moving into and out of the body, noticing the naturalness of the flow, the ease with which it enters as an inhale, and exits as an exhale. No need to change any part of the breath. Just drawing our awareness to the movement, the breath moving in, and the breath moving out. And while noticing this breath as a movement in and out, begin counting backwards from 7 to 1 with each breath. It would be something like 7, breath moving in as an inhale. 7, breath moving out as an exhale. 6, breath moving in as an inhale. Six, breath moving out as an exhale. Five, breath moving in as an inhale. Five, breath moving out as an exhale. Four, breath moving in as an inhale. Four, breath moving out as an exhale. Three, breath moving in as an inhale. Three, breath moving out as an exhale. Two, breath moving in as an inhale. Two, breath moving out as an exhale. One, breath moving in as an inhale. One, breath moving out as an exhale. And as counting falls away, the breath remains. Sense into all that may be present within your awareness. Welcoming in now and noticing feelings and sensations in the body. Sensing into the body, can you locate some place in the body where you notice the sensation of warmth? Sensing into the body and noticing the sensation of warmth. See where your awareness has taken you as you notice a sensation of warmth. What place is in your awareness on the body? And as you sense into this space of warmth, do you notice an emotion simultaneously arising? Any imagery or memories? Is there a particular color? Welcoming whatever is present. Now inviting your awareness to sense into the opposite. Sensing and feeling into the body and noticing the presence of coolness. Is there a place on the body where you could sense into this awareness of coolness? And bringing your awareness into this space that might be made available to you. Where in the body do you notice this awareness of coolness? As you bring your awareness to this place, what else co-arises? From this space, do you notice a particular color? Memories? An emotion? Noticing whatever is present without trying to judge or analyze. Now inviting your awareness to move back to the space of warmth. Allowing that first emotion, sensation of warmth, and whatever else may co-arise with it, to be present. And then move back to the opposite, the place of coolness. And whatever else may co-arise from this place of coolness. As best you can, move back and forth between these opposite sensations. Welcoming first one, and then the other. Find a place of pause. Hold both sensations simultaneously. How does holding both opposites act upon the mind and act upon the body? Your experience is perfect just as it is. Everything unfolding completely naturally. Now inviting in a thought or a belief that you sometimes take to be true about yourself. Welcoming in a thought or a belief that you sometimes take to be true about yourself. Noticing this thought or belief. And seeing where you can sense into this thought or belief as a feeling sensation in the body. And if this thought or belief had an opposite, what might it be? And take this opposite thought or belief about yourself to be true. Where do you feel this opposite thought or belief about yourself in the body? Move back and forth between these opposites at your own rhythm. And pause and hold both simultaneously. How does holding both opposites act upon the mind and act upon the body? Bringing attention now to sensations of joy, happiness, and bliss as best you can. Invite in any memories or imagery that may help co-arise these memories and feelings and sensations of joy, peace, and bliss. As best you can, experience this embodiment of joy or peace or bliss from the space of the heart. Perhaps even perceiving it as if the heart is smiling. Heart smiling with joy, peace, and bliss. And noticing this sensation spreading into the torso, the arms, the fingers, the head, the face, the eyes, the abdomen, the hips, the legs, the toes, the place of the heart sending joy, peace, and bliss into all parts of the body. And sense into all that's present within your awareness. As we move towards the end of our meditation, begin welcoming back in the intention that you created at the beginning of our practice. Welcoming back in the heartfelt desire. Considering both now, your intention, what you need in this moment, and heartfelt desire, knowingness of self and path in this world. How do these two appear to you now? Are there any parts or elements that feel a little more clear? Or for which you'd like to create a deeper intention of understanding within your next practice? As you begin welcoming an awareness back into the body, rest your focus back on the space of your heart. And from the space of your heart, find and feel into a sense of gratitude. Noticing one thing of gratitude just for yourself. Noticing one thing of gratitude for someone else who's walking this path with you. Noticing one thing of gratitude or compassion for an issue with which you struggle. And noticing one thing of gratitude or compassion for this earth that we live on. Let these noticings of gratitude and compassion be reminders to you you're doing the very best you know how to do. And as we move towards the end of our meditation, honoring your efforts and your time of self-care, beginning to invite movement to return to the fingers and the toes, deepening the breath as you welcome it back into the body, allowing light to return to your eyes. Honoring yourself and your meditation practice. For all that you experienced and all that comes into your awareness.